Good day, and
Hi,
welcome
everyone.
to the PPFA press call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Alana Ross. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining this important call about the stories and reports coming out of Georgia. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Alexis McGill-Johnson, the President and CEO of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Thank you all for joining today's call. I'm Alexis McGill-Johnson, President and CEO of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. First, I want to acknowledge Don Wooden, who came forward with horrifying allegations of forced and coerced hysterectomies at the ICE detention facility where she worked. Without her, we would not be here. Thank you so much for your courage. Today, Planned Parenthood stands with the organizations driving the movements for reproductive freedom and reproductive justice, particularly on the ground. They're closest to the issue, and they're the leaders that we look to and want to live up to in this moment. I'm honored to introduce Monica Simpson, Executive Director of Sister Song, to share specific demands for state and federal health regulators and politicians in light of these allegations. We'll also be hearing from Stephanie Gilliu, Co-Director of Project South, Don Witten's representing firm, Dr. Georgina Amaral, who's a physician with Planned Parenthood Southeast. We'll have time to take your questions after they've spoken, but now I want to turn it over to Monica.
Thank you so much, Alexis, and thank you all for joining the call today. We are absolutely outraged at what we have heard in the recent report of forced hysterectomies on ICE detainees at the Irwin Detention Center, privately owned and operated by LaSalle Corrections, and it has sent shockwaves to our community, and it felt so deeply in Georgia and beyond. As reproductive justice leaders and advocates committed to securing our human rights to bodily autonomy, we are horrified and angry. This brazen attack on incarcerated Black and brown bodies is a part of a long history of policies and programs inflicting violence and harm on migrants and immigrants seeking refuge, safety, opportunity in this country. Forced hysterectomies and the calculated sterilization of those incarcerated in ICE are yet another cruel attempt to control who has children and who can make decisions about their own reproduction. Unfortunately, we know that the United States has historically sent a clear message that Black and brown bodies and our lives do not matter. Indigenous women, Black women, Latinas, Asian Pacific Islander women and people have endured so much at the hands of a very white supremacist state. We have seen that Indigenous women have been raped and slaughtered, Black women have been stolen, chained, experimented on against their will, Latinas have endured their families being torn apart by oppressive immigration laws and harmed by medical experiments. Our women of Asian descent have had their labor trafficked, forced, and been forced into concentration camps and criminalized through race and sex selection, abortion bans, and sterilized. And this is all of these are practices that have to stop. And yet in 2020, in the midst of a global pandemic that is killing people in our communities at alarming rates, we are still dealing with systematic reproductive coercion and oppression intended to prevent us and our families from thriving, and we will not stand by and watch a war being raised on our bodies and our communities. So we call out the hypocrisy of politicians in Georgia and across the nation who call themselves pro-life but refuse to advocate for the full life of the people that they are supposed to serve. No more tearing families apart, whether it is at the border through mass incarceration or state-sanctioned violence. No more cages. No more laws or programs that try to tell us when or how to have children or build families. No more talk or law of law and order and safety when violence and the violence and human inflicted on us by this government is causing so much chaos and death. Immigrant justice is reproductive justice, and we are coming together to say no more to the systematic racism that is unleashing unwarranted havoc on our communities. So what we are doing now is standing in solidarity with our comrades at Project South, who is leading this work in Georgia. We are rising up as a movement of people of color led across this country committed to reproductive justice. We believe that ICE should be abolished. We know that this is not a system that is for our communities. It is not a system that is committed to making sure that our people survive and thrive. We are asking that we trust Black women. We are standing in solidarity with Dawn Wooten. We ask for her protection. We ask that she has everything that she needs to continue to live her life by coming forward as the very brave individual that she is that has brought attention to this atrocity. We know and we always know that we need what we need, and we are committed to defending our bodies, our families, and our human rights. And so we are calling on everyone who is committed to reproductive justice, who know the history of what has happened to our people in this country, to stand up against this, to stand up in abolishing ICE, to stand up in making sure our people are not in cages, and that we are able to live the lives that we want and have the self-determination and our human right to do so. Thank you so much, and I now am excited to turn this back over to Alexis to take us through the rest of this program.
Thank you, Monica. I'm going to turn it over to Stephanie Guillou from Project South.
Thank you so much for having us. My name is Stephanie Guillou, co-director at Project South Institute for the Elimination of Poverty and Genocide, based here in Atlanta, Georgia, and working across the Southeast. And just want to thank specifically Sister Song and Monica for inviting us to the call and for showing the strength in combining our forces to stop injustices like this that have been going on for so long. So we are stronger together, and we are pleased to be working with other immigrant rights organizations like the Georgia Latino Alliance for Human Rights, Georgia Detention Watch, and the South Georgia Immigrant Support Network. And I want to lift up the tireless work of Azadeh Shashahani and Priyanka Bhatt here at Project South, who have been leading, advocating for, and interviewing immigrants detained at all the detention centers based in Georgia, exposing inhumane conditions for so long. And so when Ms. Dawn Wooten stepped forward as a whistleblower in the midst of a pandemic and public health crisis, we knew we needed to partner. We are thrilled and honored to stand with Ms. Wooten and bring these injustices, these inhumanities to light. It is part of a larger campaign to shut down Irwin Detention Center and to shut down Stewart Detention Center, and really a larger strategy that connects and combines to many movements that are rising right now for racial justice and for the abolition of incarceration, prisons, jails, detention centers that endanger so many lives and do not solve the root causes of our problems. And so just want to give a bit of a background. We submitted a 27-page complaint on Monday that documents these abuses in great detail. We submitted this complaint to ICE, to the Department of Homeland Security, and to Irwin County Detention Center itself. We are also, we just sent a letter to Congress, and in conjunction with GAP, the Government Accountability Project, that is also co-counsel with us, with Project South, for Ms. Wooten. And we're in touch with and working on a global strategy to engage the United Nations to really call for deep and heavy investigations that we believe will lead to the shutting down of Irwin. We are also thrilled that this complaint has exposed so many of these abuses and really thrown open the doors for deeper investigation, and wanted to lift up a U.S. representative out of Washington, Pramila Jayapal, who wrote an incredible resolution that is also outraged and calling for action. And this is where we can combine and connect across grassroots organizations, legal and advocacy groups, immigrant rights organizations, reproductive justice organizations, racial justice organizations, and all the way up into elected officials and decision makers to make these grievances not just known, but handled. And we also, as Project South, look to history and see these forced sterilizations as a longstanding tactic, as Monica mentioned, to control black and brown women's bodies in this country. That has got to stop, and enough is enough. And to have a woman like Ms. Wooten step forward also allows for the connections between frontline defenders and workers who are oftentimes forced into jobs at detention centers and jails to then witness and see the horrendous treatment of people who are kept inside, to connect and stand in solidarity with both the workers and the immigrants inside and the women who have faced this harm, is an opportunity for us to see not just the individual abuses, but the systemic racial injustices, the systemic social control issues that we have to fight and dismantle. And now is the time. And so we are excited to continue to build out the strategy. We are thrilled at the exposure and excited to work with national organizations, with global engagement to call out these systemic injustices and to bring it not just to light but to justice. And I'll stop there, and we're open for questions and moving this forward. I do want to point folks to a 2017 report that documented many of these inhumane conditions, including the lack of prenatal care, the lack of health care, the negligence that's been happening for years, and then the specifics of this particular doctor, as heinous as it is one example of many that we are finding and many cases that are coming to light, and we are working with our partners to continue to document, expose, and move these both individuals and systems to justice. So thank you, and I'll toss it back to Alexis.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Amaral from Planned Parenthood Southeast.
Good morning. Thank you. My name is Georgina Amaral. I'm a physician at Planned Parenthood Southeast. First, I would like to thank Nurse Wooten for bravely speaking out and calling attention to human rights violations taking place in our own backyard. As a reproductive health care provider, I was sickened to hear about the inhumane treatment of the detainees at Irwin. It is our job as physicians to respect the dignity and humanity of every patient, no matter who they are or where they came from. Bodily autonomy doesn't end at the gates of the detention center. Coercing or forcing patients to undergo medical procedures goes against everything we have committed our lives to as physicians. It is unconscionable to think that a doctor would perform hysterectomies without consent. It is unethical, if not outright criminal, and this decision must be held accountable. We demand the Georgia Medical Board to investigate this doctor and anyone else involved and revoke their licenses. We also demand that the Department of Homeland Security take action to close down the Irwin County Detention Center and its operator, the Solid Southwest Corrections. I also urge my fellow medical professionals to stand up and speak out against this atrocity boldly and without hesitation. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Amaral. I'd now like to open it up to reporters to take your questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We have no questions in the queue at this time.
Okay, thank you so much. I'd like to just again thank our incredible speakers and for their not just speaking but for their incredible and critical work. As our partners have said, that immigrant justice is reproductive justice. And we know that there is no reproductive freedom without justice for immigrants. And, we are horrified by what's happening. I'd like to turn it back over to Monica one more time to reiterate the demands that were laid out today and to close us out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alexis. And again, thank you all so much for joining the call today and listening to the folks on the ground and helping to amplify all the work that we are moving every single day. I also want to give mad love to Steph and her team at Project South as we continue to follow and be in solidarity with everything that they are putting forth for us in terms of their strategies and their actions. So, again, just to reiterate the demands, this is ongoing work, like Steph said. The strategies are in continued development, and we are continuing to look to our community and organize and mobilize with our community as we address this and as we continue to find the ways necessary to make this not our reality in Georgia or anywhere else. But number one, the demand is to follow the work of Project South, just to make sure that we are staying connected to them, that we are amplifying their work and amplifying everything that they are asking of us as they are moving this work forward. from the legal strategies, from their on-the-ground organizing strategies and beyond. Number two, it is important that we abolish ICE in this country. We know, again, this is not a system that is designed for the care of our communities. It is not designed to ensure that people are able to survive and thrive in this country. Here directly in Georgia, we want to make sure that this detention center is closed so that we do not have to worry about any of these atrocities ever happening again to any person. And lastly is making sure that we protect Dawn Wooten and making sure that she has what she needs to be able to live her life as being the brave whistleblower that she is. And so we ask that we continue to protect her and, as always, trust Black women who are constantly creating so many opportunities for us to grow in this country. And so that is something that we are absolutely committed to as a reproductive justice movement and organization. Thank you all so much again.
Thank you, Monica. And if there are any additional questions, you can feel free to, I'll turn it over to Alana to let us know how best to answer those questions as you continue your story.
Just a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1.
We'll give folks about 1 minute or 2 minutes on the line if they have further questions. Otherwise, there's contact information for all of the speakers on the press advisory that you received in order to join this call. And you can feel free to contact me directly or any of the speakers to get your questions answered.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I want to thank Stephanie and Monica for your leadership and partnership, and again to Nurse Whitten for your bravery and courage, and certainly want to lift up that demand of ensuring your help and support. Thanks so much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.